Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
Hey guys, welcome to the Cannabis Hangout. Today, Saba and I are going to be talking about coasting with cannabis throughout your day. I know that we are all different kind of cannabis users and the ways that we choose to consume, how often, what type. So we're just going to kind of give you guys like what we prefer, like our personal preferences, and just kind of talk about it. So Saba, I will let you start.
Yeah, so... Honestly, I will say that my cannabis journey and like, yes, I've been smoking for many years, but I feel like I didn't really find my true method of using until I started working at a dispensary and really got into the industry. It took me about 6 to 7 months to really figure out my routine and like what works best for the mood I'm in, how my body's feeling. And I'd like to think I'm pretty in tune with my body. Like I know if something's not right, like I can kind of pinpoint the area it's in. I'm very in tune. So I usually like to start my days. And again, every day is different, but always I start my day with like either a hit of the pipe, or I'll smoke like a little bit of a joint, but it'll always be sativa flower because that's my favorite. Or currently I just got a Rio, a stash Rio, and I've been taking like dabs in the morning, which has been kind of nice. It packs a bigger punch, but I enjoy it because I can ride it out for a couple of hours before I actually have to go to work or start my day or whatever. Because, I mean, I don't stay high for longer than like an hour and a half to 2 hours when I do dabs or flower. But that's how I like to start my day. And then kind of as my day begins, depending on, again, my body, mood, mindset, where I'm at, I love to incorporate a low dosage of an edible. I am a higher doser, but I will drop down to like a 10. And although indica sativa with edibles doesn't really matter, I prefer for the sativas, or like anything Sublime to me is really good. I love the brand Sublime. Their edibles are phenomenal. But and then if I'm having like a painful day, I'll incorporate a Mary's Medicinal 1-to-1 patch and then put some Oklahoma Medicine lavender topical on. And I find that to be very beneficial. So I feel like the edible is nice because it lasts a long time and helps my body just anyway, whether I'm in pain or not, and really helps stimulate me. But then if I'm having a pain day, the patch and the topical really help offset just anything going on, helps the inflammation. And I mean, as my patch starts to hit, I can really feel my whole body just transforming, which is nice. Not so much anything in the head.
So when you're talking about patches, Saba, where do you place a patch on your body?
Great question. So the patches, there's two places you can put them. You can put them either on top of your foot or the inside of your arm, where your wrist, where your hand attaches to your wrist, where all the veiny area is. I put it there because I find that to be more beneficial. I've tried it on my foot twice and I found I wasted the patch. Maybe I'm not doing it right, but
Does it just get quicker in like your bloodstream doing it on your wrist?
I feel like it, yeah. Other people have found success in putting it on their foot. I did not find success, but it's, again, with all cannabis, it's trial and error.
So how many milligrams would be in your patch?
So it's 20 milligrams a patch. If you're doing a 1-to-1, it'll be, I think it's 10 milligrams CBD, 10 milligrams THC, but they have the sativa and they have an indica. So sativa I love for like if my body's feeling draggy. It's just like my mind's good, but like my body just feels like slump.
Do they make them lower than 20 or higher than 20 with Mary's? Do you know?
No, but you can cut them, which is nice. So if you are a low doser,
like
you,
myself, I'd probably not do a full 20 patch just at once.
You actually probably could do 20.
I could.
I feel like it's not more I don't think it's a mind high. I find it to be a body high. But some people, like, if it does affect me in my mind, it's not for longer than like 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
But again, everyone's different. But yeah, you can definitely cut those up if you're a lower doser. But I love the one-to-one patches. Indica patches are really good for if you have a hard time staying asleep at night. They're just really awesome. And they last 12 hours. So that's nice because you can really incorporate that into your full day.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, I'll occasionally kind of just hit my pen throughout the day to keep me level-headed. During the day, I like to hit Mammoth, my Mammoth cartridge, because I feel like I have portion control over it. And I can, like, smoke it and feel the effects in my body, but my head does not get high. So I like to be able to maintain, like, having a good headspace and not being, like, just completely stoned, yeah. Although I love that.
So which Mammoth cartridge do you like the most then?
So it's always the sativas normally, but the one that I've liked more most recently, which I don't think they're making right now, is Sour Lemon OG. It was very, like, you could get stuff done on it, definitely took the edge off, was a very, like, good mood booster, had carophylline in it, so it was really good for any sort of, like, pain I was feeling, so it was, like, literally mm-hmm. perfect. So yeah, I'll just kind of hit on my vape during the day, kind of depending on my anxiety can sometimes just flare up whenever for no reason. So it's always nice to have that handy because Mammoth really helps that. And then after kind of as my day's going on and like after work as it's ending, I like to hit my Sunday or Timeless pen depending on whatever's handy. And then I'll pair that with my one-to-one Nature's Key edible, which you guys don't know I love. And yeah, just hitting the pen just because I can't necessarily smoke a joint / don't want to smoke a joint in the car on the way home. And you shouldn't do that.
We never do that. Ever.
Never. But yeah, so I'll just take a couple rips of my pen. It just makes it, you know, easier. No smell. Still great flavor. Still gets me where I need to be. And then by the time it's like a 30 to 45 minute commute home, by the time that I'm home, my edible's starting to kick in. And then when I get home, you know, I'll set my stuff down, hang out for a second. I either will smoke a joint. Well, no, I don't either. I will smoke a joint depending on what I have. And then after the joint, I'll come in and follow that up with a dab normally. And then that way it's kind of a lot at once, but I don't have to smoke for a long time, which honestly, a lot of times I don't like smoking, the physical, like, act of smoking.
Or, like, having to keep, like, getting back up because you're like, okay, it's wearing off or whatever.
Or just, like, my throat hurting.
Yeah.
And, you know, a bunch of different factors. Yeah, there's just a lot of different factors that I just don't want to have to mess with. But, yeah, so that's what I'll do. And so it'll keep me good. And my edible will be, you know, like, kind of peaking. And so it'll keep me good until right before bed. And then if for whatever reason something's starting to die down or I feel like, you know, I could use a little more, that's when it's nice to have my pen in bed with me because I can just hit that. And then for that, I have a specific nighttime. Like, I'll do an indica cartridge specifically for that. And that really helps me.
Kind of put it by your bed.
Exactly. Always stays by my bed.
That's so nice. And it's like your little glass of water or chapstick.
Actually,
it's your pen.
Actually, I find myself waking up and hitting it because I'm like, well, why not?
You know. Good morning.
Yeah. But that's honestly my routine for the day. There's things in there that I'll swap out kind of depending on what my mood is, what I'm feeling like, how my body is. But everything that sticks is my sativas in the morning and then coming home, smoking that joint, taking that edible and taking that dab and then just kind of coasting in through my night.
Yeah. That sounds just like you, Saba.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm a little bit different than Saba with my coasting with cannabis throughout the day. So I don't smoke before work. I just don't do that because I know, Saba, you deal with people all day too, working in a dispensary, but I just deal with people a lot more closely, like talking to people just directly, having to answer phones, just being very in the moment. I don't really know. I have to pay attention to detail way more. And I don't think I could do that if I was like kind of feeling elevated, like during shift. You know, I feel like I might kind of be like, where was I at? What was I supposed to be doing? So I just don't do that before work, but I'm an evening smoker during the work week. I'm not saying on my off days, I will sometimes smoke in the morning or just take like an edible. That's a low dose edible just to kind of like keep me going throughout the day or if I'm running errands. But as far as smoking after work goes, I normally take an edible when I get off work, it's a 10 milligram. I've been into the Sublime Caramels that you got me, Saab. And then I also got some of the Wana edibles, also from Living Leaf.
So really quick, what, because I feel like a different, with the Sublime Caramels, I find a way different effect than you. You take them before bed. How do they make you feel before bed?
I mean, they really get me stoned. Yeah. Like so they're 20 milligrams, but I don't take the full 20. Mm-hmm. So I cut them in half and I just like save the other half. So I make more of them, but that's really like all I need right then. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sets me up for success. I feel like before I go to sleep, taking a Sublime.
Do you feel like it has more indica underlying effects? Or do you think like, cause you know, when I go, like when we go out, Sublime is, the caramel cheese is all I eat
I think I need to experiment more with that because I haven't ever just taken one of those like during the middle of the day or like before I went out, you know?
I mean, so. I have patients that come in that takes the Sublime Caramels for nighttime and I'm like, that's crazy because it's like, my bosses, they eat it at nighttime and they don't find it to be like any sort of stimulating. But then you see me and I'm like bouncing off the walls off 50 milligrams ready to go.
See, so. I might try that one day to see, because I don't really know how to answer that. I'm like, all I know is it helps me sleep, you know? But I mean, I normally will smoke a bowl too. So like right when I get home, I'll go to my little drawer and I'll have like one of my edibles and then I normally will like load a bowl. Recently, it's been either Purple Punch or Jungle Cake that I've been mixing it up with. So I'll just smoke myself a bowl. And then, because, you know, obviously your edible doesn't hit right when you do it. And when I get off work, I'm like, I want to relax right now. So smoking a bowl allows me to like wait for my edible to kick in. And like later, I'm like, wow, okay, I feel good. But as far as like a pen cart goes, I use it during the day when it comes to like errands or whenever I'm off work. Just like I told you, I don't smoke before work. I don't really smoke during the day, like during lunchtime or anything. So a pen is just super handy. It's super handy anywhere, by the pool, when you're out, by your bed.
Brandon doesn't really hit cartridges as much as I do. So I go through my cartridges significantly faster than Brandon.
That is very true.
Brandon always prefers edibles and flour.
Thank you, Saba. That is me. But, you know, when it comes to carts, like I will have them for forever, like just a collection of them. And they go down, but like not fast.
No, not at all.
Because I just don't suck on it like you and Nick do. But yes. And also when it comes to dabs, I'm not a huge dabber, but like I enjoy them when I'm like in the mood for it. Like whenever we were at Court's house that one time and we took out of his rig that he had, whatever it was about that dab rig, it just sends me over the edge, like one of those glass pieces where I like need to go outside and like cough and breathe versus like the little utensil. What is it called?
Nectar collector.
My nectar collector here at home is just like, I don't ever have to go outside afterwards. Yeah. It's just a lot smoother for me.
Yeah, I feel that. But I mean, granted,
I like both though.
Yeah, no, I do. I'll still hit my nectar collector sometimes because the whole like having to torture rig and stuff is too much almost. But honestly, now that I got that Rio, it's been
I need to try
such
a game changer.
Yeah, I have it here.
Ooh.
It's such a freaking game changer. And honestly, I've been dabbing a lot more, and I'm sitting on like 4 grams of concentrate, which is so rare for me. That's
you don't really just go buy that normally.
Exactly. And I'm sitting on 4 grams of concentrate right now, which are all pretty full, like all being used, but all pretty full, which is I'm like stocked up and it's pretty dope. Cause I'm like, oh, I have this dab and this dab and this dab.
That's really so nice. Good. You're going to become a dab snob.
A dab queen.
Maybe not snob. Snob is the wrong word. You know, I think it's just like a queen.
I was thinking about that on the way here. I was like, I was at Hunter's house and one of his friends had a joint and I hit it and I tasted it. I was like, God, this weed is fucking nasty. Excuse my F word. I was like, this is gross. And then as I was driving, I was like, I could taste it in my mouth still. And I was like, ugh, this is so gross, after like drank water, drank kombucha, and I could still taste it.
You're a snob.
And then in my head, I was thinking, am I a weed snob? And I was like, wait, I don't think snob is the right word. I'm a weed connoisseur.
There you go. Connoisseur.
A canna connoisseur.
Heck yeah.
Call me that.
Canna connoisseur. Yeah.
Fuck with me.
I love joints and blunts though. I will never turn down a paper joint or a blunt because They both bang.
I know. Listen, people hate on blunts really hard, and I get it. Listen,
I understand.
I'm not a tobacco smoker.
I don't do that either.
I prefer King Palms, but nothing really hits
King Palm all the way.
Like a blunt.
I know.
Like it just, Brandon and I smoked mad blunts last week because we just were like randomly craving them. Like I think I went through like a 2-3 packs.
I don't know. It's just like a nice, I don't know, either flavor, if you like to get the flavors, you know, yeah. or just like the, I know Sabo doesn't really like the flavor ones. I love like tasting like tropical or grape or strawberry, yeah. like with my weed. I think it's kind of exciting and tasty, but, yeah, we also need to put lavender in our joints okay. and try that out.
Yes.
We're going to do, we have to do an episode or really a video. We'll be doing a video over that,
I think. We definitely should. Yeah, so if you guys didn't know, just a little segue that you can add like lavender and rose and like other, what's the word I'm looking for?
They are...
Those are obviously flowers, but you can put...
Herbal.
That's herbs. You can
herbs.
Put, do your research, but you guys can put herbs in your joints, which we have not messed with
I'm
yet.
I'm sure a lot of you, I'm sure a lot of people already do. And then there's a ton of people who have no idea about that.
If you're listening to this and you do this, please hop on Instagram and send us a DM right now.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, we want to know.
It goes down in the DM.
Okay. Okay. Well, guys, I think that, Brandon, do you have anything else to add?
I don't have anything else to add. Wow. I just said like 5 times in a row. That is not okay.
I think that caps today's episode. We kept it pretty short and simple and just kind of wanted to share our routines throughout the day.
Personal routines. Yeah, personal let you guys routines. Like understand and get to know us and how we choose to consume cannabis. And it's always changing. Mm-hmm. So that's like fun and exciting because we'll always talk about, you know, our journey with cannabis and like where we're at now. And then, you know, you're always like evolving with cannabis and dipping into stuff, trying different things. So,
yeah. And there's always room to grow and learn. So, and as always, if you guys have questions, please reach out. We may not know all the answers, but
we'll guide you.
We'll guide you. And we probably know people with the answers.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, thank you guys so much for joining in today's episode of the Cannabis Hangout. And we will see you guys next time.
Stay lifted.